It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Astros continue to lead 3-0. Brian Abreu is in for the eighth inning. He's got two outs. Just walked Juan Soto with two outs and has Pete Alonso to deal with. We'll keep you updated on that. But we got an early answer. As we said, wanted to see what happens in a tight game to see what it is that the Astros would do decision-wise if they would do anything defensively, and they did. They made a move in the outfield, and that was Chaz McCormick is entering the game for Cam Smith. So, eighth inning, 3-0 game, three-run game. Chaz McCormick enters the game, and Cam Smith goes to the bench, and Jose Altuve remains in left field, so I don't know if this is going to be a sign of what they're going to do in these scenarios, in these situations, but at least the first time they elected to replace Cam Smith and not Jose Altuve.
Well, I mean, replacing Cam Smith at this point, I mean, unless he just is on absolute fire at the plate, is a no-brainer, right? I mean, you got a guy that's playing right field for the first time. And you've got the ability to put what you expect to be, if Chaz was the starter, to be a comparable bat, and significantly more experience and better glove in the outfield. So that's an absolute no-brainer. The predicament that Joe Espada's in is what do you do with Altuve in the eighth and ninth inning with a one-run game, or even in this instance a three-run game, or in extras with him in left field. That's the predicament that I think we're going to see as Astros fans become bigger and bigger as the season goes along. Now, how does Altuve handle it? How does the organization handle it? We'll see.
Yeah, because you have to trust Altuve's bat more. Like, just in case it comes back around. And that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, but you made the point earlier. Just, I mean, it's almost laughable, but I mean, the best way to handle that would be Dubon in the outfield, And Altuve back to second base. I mean, that's the best way to handle that. You can't pull that bat out of a game in a tight ball game late that could go into extra innings. That'll bite you in the ass. So, anyway, that's the predicament they're in. We'll see.
All right, we'll keep you updated. The tying run has now come to the plate off of back-to-back walks for Brian Abreu as he was able to get the first two outs of the inning. Back-to-back walks as the tying run comes to the plate with two outs.
Abreu, you got him some new ink, it looks like. Back left of that neck.
Does it? I did see that.
Back left of that neck. I don't think that was there last year. Got him some new ink.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
I think the Astros, and even the Texans, maybe the Rockets before they start. I think in the offseason, I think they should do offseason ink reveals. I mean, you're looking for content. You're looking for ways to
off-season ink reveal.
Off-season ink. I mean, I'd like to see what all Brayu has done. He's got a lot of ink there. I'd like to see what all he's got going on.
Yeah.
The three crosses is a real popular tattoo.
Is that what he's got?
I think it's three crosses in a shadow or in some kind of cloud or something on the back of his neck.
Pretty,
I think
it's
a cross at least, but the three crosses is no, it's just one cross. It's just one cross.
That's up behind
the ear.
Right, that comes up from the shoulder blade all the way on up.
I'm waiting for him to
he got aggressive with that thing.
I mean, hell, just bring that thing around your forehead, man. I mean, Mike Tyson is that.
Tyson it. You ain't got to bring it around the forehead. Let's not get that aggressive. But
right. That's one cross, not three. But you know what I'm talking about. The three just.
Yeah. All right.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Three in one.
Yeah. All three of them right there on what was that? A Brayu? The other Brayu had on his neck, didn't he?
Did he have that on his neck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is Jose, by the way? Florida?
Florida Gulf Coast League.
His home league.
Starting his coaching career.
I think he still thinks he's going to give it one more go.
Somewhere collecting, what, $30 million?
He's going to get one more. He's going to get one more go to that thing. All right.
Good God.
The Astros, we continue to keep you updated on the Astros. All right. As I said, and I saw some people texting in, what's your thought of what you want the Texans to go after? Right? They've done a lot of movement with the offensive line. They've added some receivers in Watson and Kirk. They've had a lot of tackles. They've even added in the secondary at safety with Gardner Johnson. Where is it that you want them now to go here? As we look here and I see someone text in, I think Caserio has to flip gears from last year's trade back and trade up for Banks or Campbell, get a true tackle and slide Howard to guard permanently. Makes a lot of sense. Sleeper option would be to trade up for tight end Warren if he falls past 14, and then try to get top tackles. Get one of the top three tackles. But where is that space? I've told you, Warren would be somebody that I would get aggressive to get if he falls in a certain.
I think they're going to get real aggressive. I mean, he's top 10. I don't. I like him a lot. And at the time, I thought he would fall a bit. I thought he would be teens, and the Texans would be able to just move a few spots up and get him. I don't want him to get overly aggressive to go get that. I mean, here's the thing. The perfect world for me is I need proven, we've got film, we know this guy can play at the interior offensive line position, either guard or center. We need that. We flat out need that. I would rather them not take the risk of drafting an interior offensive lineman and that be the answer. We've seen how that's worked out with the Texans on multiple fronts, first round pick and second round pick, Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs. It's not the answer. It takes time typically, right? I would rather them go get Brandon Scherff, Dalton Reisner, Will Hernandez, David Andrews. There are some proven players.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There's out there that will be no doubt about it, good enough, and upgrades based on what they have. So when you ask about the draft, I think it needs to be speed, and more speed. It wouldn't bother me one bit if the Texans didn't use their first-round pick and their second-round pick and even get aggressive with one or both to get more speed.
Offensively.
Offensively, yeah. Absolutely, man. The number two wide receiver, if you want to say that, another outside wide receiver, however you want to couch it, a guy that can not only take the top off of it but can also run the route tree, a guy that may have a little bit of shake and be a difficult tackle. A guy, if you trade up and you get aggressive, maybe a guy that has all of that would be nice. And to me, another running back. That is, again, Jaden Blue from Texas. I don't know how far his 4.23, 4.28 yesterday is going to carry him. But to me, there's a real need for speed on this offense, Ron. Ever since you said that a week ago, I just absolutely cannot get it out of my mind.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be speed, and more speed. And if you venture away from the running back wide receiver position, I wouldn't mind it being if there's a true interior defensive line that's just an absolute dog that's on the board when your time comes around, or you can get a little aggressive and go get him. It wouldn't bother me if there wasn't one of them interior defensive linemen out there that's just that has game changing type potential. If they didn't get one of those guys. But I'd say offensive skill, speed, and interior defensive line. That's where I'm at.
That is absolutely where I would want to go. Because to me, they find, very similar to what teams have done, find their speed receiver. Chiefs moved up to get Xavier Worthy in the draft last year and picked up an element like that. I see somebody just texting, I need Golden at 25. That would be one to entertain. I would love that pick. And that's where I would go. I just fear right now, Clint, that they have potentially backed themselves into a corner where they are forced to have to get a guard. Like, I hear you. We have watched them. They have clearly gotten aggressive and gone after tackles.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of them. Trent Brown they brought in. They brought in Cam Robinson.
Seems like they're going to go guard and draft, right?
Right. They've been aggressive. Yeah. And to the tackles or the guards you've named out there, like those guys could be had, and those guys probably aren't hugely expensive, and they've not pulled the trigger. And I feel like they've backed themselves into, we need to get a guard in the draft. We've got to get it aggressive early at that 25 to get a guard, and then you would know that person would be dropped in as a starter. So I wish that wasn't the case, because I do think like Golden, one of those speed receivers, would make a lot of sense. But I get the feel, Clint. They put themselves in a position where they got to go interior.
You make a lot of sense. The crazy
and it feels like that's what they wanted to do.
The crazy thing, Ron, is you know, it's hard to find a guy that's plug and play unless you're really good around him, and you're talking about communicators at center, whoever you land on that were suspect throughout the year last year. I guess Jarrett Patterson was better, but you had communication issues all year long. To think that you're going to plug and play, and the same guys that looked at Kenyon Green and said, yep, this is the guard we want, are the ones that are now going to select the interior offensive line that is ready to play.
Clint,
like if they hit, even if they hit this year, you want to ask them like, well, how the hell did you miss on Kenyon?
Yeah, that bad. Especially when a guy went a couple of picks behind him with the Chargers, and has been a really good player, Zion.
I just wonder, you sat down with Kenyon Green, like, what about Kenyon Green? Because film, a guy can play or not play, you get it, whatever, okay, at the college level. It's to me, it's like the college level football is extremely different in the trenches from the people always ask me, Clint, like, what's the biggest difference when you jump from the SEC to pro football? And it's without a doubt the offensive line and defensive line play, right? Is like, so film can be very misleading when you're evaluating an offensive lineman, especially an interior offensive lineman that's really living and dying with just brute strength and manhandling guys, right, in tight spaces. Something had to tell Nick Caserio, like,
I love this is
without a doubt a starter. Like, how do you miss that bad?
They probably looked at this and said, what the hell?
How do you miss that bad? Yeah, I mean, there was nothing.
They tried everything.
They tried it, but there was nothing ever, Ron, like in press conferences that just screamed like, yeah, this dude's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was never, like, body-wise, there was never, like, personality-wise, there wasn't, like from a like, didn't, I don't know, just, there was nothing about, he was when I looked at him from jump, it was always going to be a physical and mental developmental player, and you drafted him 15th overall in the first round. Now, that same group is going to, now, I'm supposed to sit here and go, yeah, I want them to draft a guard and plug and play on this offensive line that's tasked with protecting C.J. Stroud. That scares the hell out of me.
No, it's fair. That's why I wish they'd have taken care of it a lot, yeah. with more proof.
Damn,
guys.
I hope you're wrong.
All right, coming up as we continue, Tyler is out, but he's still out here trying to make you a little cash. He still has T-Mill's best bets, and we will hook you up with those, see if we can win you a little money tonight. And to keep you updated here on the Astros, as the Astros are in the eighth inning, leading 3-0, got out of a bases loaded jam as Abreu walked the bases loaded, but got out of it. We'll keep you updated on that. All of that as we continue right here live on the.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.